My name is Marley Stitt. I go to Oakland Catholic, and I'm 16 years old.
Hi, my name is Zora Rose. I'm 15 years old, and I go to Pittsburgh Kappa.
Hi, I'm Claire Samara. I'm 15, and I go to Ellis.
I'm Mina. I'm 14 years old. I go to the Ellis School.
I'm Maria Varma. I'm 12 years old, and I go to North Allegheny.
Hi, I'm McKenna Lacomia. I'm 15 years old. I go to Shadyside Academy.
Hi, my name is Rhea. I'm 13 years old, and I go to Shadyside Academy.
Hi, my name is Sayed. I'm 13 years old. I go to Mellon Middle School.
Hi, I'm Vanessa. I'm 15, and I go to Bishop Canavan High School.
I'm interested in a career in law, anything like kind of politics related. So this camp just stood out to me because I wanted to learn some of the important skills that it would take for that career. And I thought this camp would provide me with that opportunity.
I wanted to become a better leader in my community and at school. And I felt like this camp would equip me with the tools to be more, not only a better leader, but also more culturally aware.
I love law and politics, and I'm secretary of pre-law club, so I thought it would be a fun experience to try something new and really learn about how to be a diplomat.
When I heard about this camp, I knew that I wanted to develop my communication and leadership skills, especially for the future, because I know that I want to do something working with a lot of people and making a difference.
I was interested in this camp because I love politics, I love arguing with people, and I want to become a better leader.
So whenever I found out about this camp, it would give me the basics of what a diplomat does and how to be an ambassador.
When I found out about this camp, I thought it would provide me with the skills that would make me a better leader, and I also wanted to work on my public speaking skills.
I was interested in this camp because I wanted to learn more about laws and diplomacy.
So I was recently elected as my student council's president for next year, and I really want to make sure that everyone's voice is heard. A common theme at my school is sometimes students don't feel like they get enough say or that their words matter in terms of what happened at school, so they don't try at all. And I really want to make sure that people feel like I'm someone that they can talk to, that they can come to with their ideas. I feel like this camp so far, I've already learned about conflict resolution and other skills that I hadn't known before.
So I wanted to do this camp and learn how to be a leader because going into high school next year, I want to know what skills it takes to lead successfully on the student council. I want people to recognize that I'm someone they can trust and someone they can talk to.
As a leader, I always want to make sure that I'm not only connecting with the students at my school as class president and just as middle school president and being involved in student council, I want to be connected with the Pittsburgh community as well. So being here and then developing my leadership skills to connect with nonprofits or volunteer opportunities in the greater Pittsburgh area.
You're not born a leader, you become a leader. You acquire the traits. And I think that anyone can be a leader if they really try.
A lot of people are appointed into positions of power just because of their popularity, not necessarily because of the skills or the traits that they have. And not that that's always a bad thing, but I think that's led to a lot of people just, again, getting into power that don't necessarily deserve it or have the traits or are the better candidate. They're just more popular.
I think part of being an effective leader is being able to unite people, not divide them. And I think in the world right now, we're seeing a lot more division where the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer.
To put it quite plainly and a little unprofessionally, majority of our leaders today suck. How can one person have trillions of dollars and then you look to your right and then there's a family that can't even put meals on their table? Minimum wage in Pennsylvania is $7.25.
We all share similar goals. We all want what is best and we all want to do what is good. We just have different ideas on doing it. And I think that if we really work together for a common goal and realize that, then there would be a lot less division in the world. I am a Luminari Ambassador.
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 I am a Luminari Ambassador.